Hello, everybody, and welcome to our INE office hours call for the month of April 2020. I'm excited to be here to support you in whatever way you need support right now. And, you know, to just kind of help you navigate whatever it is that's happening right now. We're in a kind of an unusual situation with everybody on lockdown and everybody a little concerned about the economy. And, you know, that's sort of shifting for a lot of people the way that you're doing business or the way that you are thinking about doing business. And, you know, it's creating fears and all that. So I want to be here and be able to talk to you about ways that I can support you, whatever you're dealing with, whether it's a clinical, you know, application, whether it's a business application, whatever. I just want to remind you that we are having a webinar tomorrow night. It's called the new Healthcare Model. You should have all gotten an email. If you haven't gotten an email to invite you, just type it into the chat and I'll make sure that we find the link and get it in there. I'm not so good about keeping track of links, so I'll have to look it up, but it would be awesome to have you there. So it looks like we have some hands up. For anybody that's new, the way we work these calls is we'll look at the Q&As that have been typed in advance. We'll look at the hands up and the chat and answer all the questions in the order that they come in. So it doesn't look like anybody, oh, okay, so Lynn gave me, Maria gave me a link. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the line, and Maria, you and I can talk about that. I'm bringing up your link paste. Okay, cool. All right, so let's go back, and let's go back to the call-in, and we'll open up, it looks like, oh, Brenda, okay. Brenda from California, right? San Diego, and then Maria. So, hello.
Hi. So nice Hi. To hear your voice.
Great Hi. To hear you too.
Thank you. I have been away for quite a while, and I, one of the silver linings with this lockdown is that I have a lot more time, and coming back to all my resources and using what I have. What I'm wanting support with, I think one of the reasons I kind of moved away from the process was I got really overwhelmed. So if you could help me with some navigational strategies, because there's so much beautiful information, I just kind of got lost and kind of like mm-hmm. a kid with ADD. I'm like, I'll go a little bit here and a little bit here, and then I wasn't finishing anything. So
I think I'm going to items to from in the candy store and you're not going through
I need some help and support just getting going again.
Okay, so where are you? Like, what is there anything you have completed?
I did go through and complete as far as like going through and then taking the test, but then I feel like when I'm away from it for so long, I should start over again from the beginning. And then I get overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I think my very first entree in was the clinical mastery of digestive. And I'm mm-hmm. still struggling with my own, with SIBO and lots of issues. So I think I'm going to start there with the digestive because that's foundation, right?
Yeah, that makes really good sense.
Yeah. And taking myself through that too. And I have a new client who would love to be a case study. So that motivates me to help her.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always good to go through things if you've been like partially through or whatever. It's to go through things the second time and you capture things. I do this a lot with audiobooks. I'll listen to it, I'm running, and then I go, oh, this one has a lot of really good information that I want to, you know, I want to really capture, and then I go start from the beginning, and I listen again, and then I get more out of it. So I think you're going to find mm-hmm. that it's a faster moving through. Maybe you can put me on double speed, but maybe not, because I'm kind of But you can start where you think you need your holes as well. But I think the digestive is meant to be able to stand on its own. Some people in here are only in that, right? They're not in any of the rest of the NEPT program. And it's a perfectly good standalone place to start, and especially if you've got a client and you've got that. After that, because you came in earlier, so you probably have everything open to you at this point because it was on a timed sequence. You know, this month, this month, this month. We now do a drip feed. When you finish one, you get the next and then the next. So it helps people who have the same issue like you just described or
right.
don't know what to do. It's not all open. Then you don't have a choice, right? So if you're feeling like, you know, the earlier modules are a good basis, it doesn't take all that long to go through. If you've already taken the tests, I would say, you know, you can do that. Or you can just look and see which tests have I not taken yet and then start with the next modules after that. And if there's anything you feel like you need to review that you think was covered in an earlier module, then you can always go back. So that's a way to do it as well. So because it feels overwhelming to go back through stuff you've already done and start at the very beginning.
Yeah. I think I do have to go bit by bit because it's only the first part that's open to me.
Oh,
so I don't have the second, which is probably a good thing.
That's the thing that you can't go like, oh, let me go check out module 27.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with everything going on, is there anything scheduled live this year with Shine, or are you just kind of playing that by ear?
Yeah. So Shine, we're playing by ear. We have in the end of May, so the last weekend in May, we're having our retreat that was supposed to be here in Austin at the Yoga Center, but it's going to be an online. We're planning it out like it's going to be a 3-day fun, interactive, using breakout rooms, using some, you know, things like we would to make it the experience as close to what it would be in person as we can.
Oh, awesome.
And then at the end of the month. And every week, hopefully you're getting, we send out on Fridays, we send out a newsletter that describes what's up and coming and the dates. And very soon we'll be sending out some more specific, like, hey, tell us who's going to come. We need to know. RSVP here. Here's what to expect. So that will probably start like within the next few weeks to get that out.
Yeah.
And then Shine itself, we were hoping, keeping our fingers crossed. We have a lot of money invested because they require big down payments when you reserve a hotel. So it's planned for the 23rd to the 25th of October. And we already have like 30-some people registered for it. So that's exciting. If it has to be moved to an online approach, then we'll do it, right? But we're hoping that we can do it or maybe have a hybrid so people who are not comfortable traveling can have a way to do it at home, you know, and get the full experience. And then we have one more thing that hasn't been announced to anybody yet. I'm really the first to know. There's no way to register for it yet. So we're working on that. Is in the end of June, middle of June, like 13th, 14th-ish, we're going to do a 2-day event that we're calling Shine Online. And this was planned long before this lockdown. We were just planning that we'd have two events, one that would be virtual and one would be. And so it's 2 days, and we'll get you all the information about that.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to log in again to, it used to be the Vitality Health member, or I forget what it was called.
IamHealth.com is where the where your all your stuff is, all the practitioner stuff. IneMembers.com.
Yes, I'm back in there, but I'm trying to go over to the Unstoppable, and for some reason it's not taking my login, so I've sent an email.
Oh, the best way to do that is it's a quicker way to do it is just to say lost password. Then you can reset your password.
I did like 5 times and I'm not getting emails. I don't know why.
Oh.
That's weird.
Are you using the right email address that you use to register for the program?
Yes, because I tried a different email and it didn't take that.
That's odd. Yeah, so write to
and
Christina.
And it should be the same. Should be
the
same login as
that. If you changed one and not the other, then it's okay.
Okay.
So usually it is. But if it's not sending you a message from a lost password, it might. Did you check your spam?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Christina will look you up and see what's going on with you.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you jumping back in. I think there's just so much for you to be doing.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Guys, stay in touch. We have lots of other calls. So are you getting our emails? Are you getting the emails that say Friday newsletters and reminders for the multitude of calls we have all the time? Because maybe there's something screwy with your email address. Maybe there's a hard bounce or something.
Yeah. Maybe there is. I'm not getting the Friday ones, but I am signed up for your webinar tomorrow night. I got that one.
Got that one. Yeah. That's interesting because it would be, and did you use the same email address?
Same, yes.
Same one?
Yeah.
Interesting. So there may be something that needs to be fixed in the back end with your tagging or whatever. Who knows?
Okay.
Christina will be able to help you. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye. All right, Maria. Let me open you. There you are. Hi, Maria.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
All right. Nice. So I look at the schedule, and I have time until 3 o'clock, so I thought I would jump in and get your input on some stuff. Is that okay?
Yeah absolutely. Why is the video so much further down? I put the video right at the top.
I thought about that. Okay. Okay, sounds good. I'll do that.
It's going to be fab anywhere, and then classes begin April 27th, and then I would put your video right below that.
I can do that. I thought you were going to say something like that. As you are you looking this from the computer or your phone?
I'm looking at it on the computer.
Okay. So, I'll give you a minute to take a look and see,
I'll read it out loud because it sounds, your health is more important now than ever. Great. You're stuck in isolation trying to cope with all the change, fighting off the fear and the stress and overwhelm. Concerns around your finances, relationships, and health peaked. Stay healthy, stay calm, stay fit. I'm trying to, I think having everything centered is a little, it loses impact, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So what I would do is move that video up, and then I would have these guys be like bullet points, justified. Your health is more important now than ever. Bullet, you're stuck in isolation. Then I would put the stay calm, stay healthy, stay fit right in the center, bolded. Because when you use a lot of emphasis in different ways, whether it's bolding or centering and all, and it's all that way, then nothing really stands out. And you want people to be able to scan and go, oh, yeah, it's time to pivot your fitness and health to increase your immune system and work towards your long-term health and life goals. Let's move together and release any anxiety and increase your happiness, energy, productivity, and focus. My online group classes are for all fitness levels. I would play with how that looks if those two sentences in between were left justified.
Hold on a second. The pivot and the let's move?
Yes, the pivot and the let's move. So, your health is more important than ever. I would do that as left justified bullets. And then stay healthy, stay calm, stay fit, centered, the way it is bold, perfect, maybe even in a brighter color, right?
Yeah.
It's time to pivot your fitness and health to increase your immune system and work towards your long-term health and life goals. Let's move together. I would try left justifying those as paragraphs kind of thing.
Okay.
And then the My Online Group classes are for all fitness levels. That's great in the middle. Join as you are from your living room. Leave at your best. I like that.
Okay. All right. So I'll try that and see how it looks. You know, the way that I see sometimes is, and I don't test it too much because it takes me so long sometimes to change this stuff. It's like if I put one center, one bullet, one this, I feel like everything has to be the same, but I...
No.
Okay.
It's very, like all the bullets at the bottom, don't center the bullets. They're nice with the little green checks, but I'd make those less justified.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me, I know what you're talking about. Let me close this thing. So hold on.
It's right above where it says started now. That should be in the middle. Started now, green in the middle. That's perfect.
Hold on, hold on. Sorry. Okay, I'm looking into the way that you're looking at right now. Okay, so. Okay, you're saying the online group, put the green little check marks to the left. That's what you're saying?
Yes, put that with. So the online group fitness classes include is fine.
Yeah.
And you can play with it to see if it looks better to the left as well.
That might be better to the left as well.
But that whole section, probably best on the left.
Okay.
Get started now in the middle is great. The little picture of the gift is great. First
thing
free is great. The last part might be okay centered. I have to see it both ways to know. I spend when I'm doing these things. I spend
You're talking
a lot of
about
time
the, which one? The those.
Your first week three. Your first week three. But because the sentences are really close, the only thing I don't like is the trailing one word. It says your first week is on us. This is the motivation to try it out. And then you should have that word out, and it looks kind of, but each of them has it, so maybe it's not so bad. But I think if there's a way to either have that all in one line or to split it so that it's two lines relatively.
Oh, I see it. I can say something like, try it out now to stay motivated or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might be able to put in two sentences instead of three. That's what you're saying,
you
right?
You may not even need the try it out, right, until the end. So let's see. The first week is on us. This is the motivation you need right now. Stay healthy mentally and physically by taking the next step in your health journey. Reap the benefits of boosting personal and professional dimensions of your life. You have 1 week to pick three adult group classes. Think about this. It's almost like, I'm going to see if I can copy paste it into a Word doc and see how I can, if it looks better one way or the other. Give me a second. When I'm working on this job, I spend so much time in changing, like, okay, no, I don't like the way that looks. Let me move it this way. Let me move it that way. Your first week is free. Okay, let me see if I put this less justified.
You know,
cute little bullet things you have, like the smiley face and the muscle.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna send this to you. I'm just gonna do this in my Word and see if you like the way this looks.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of putting them before the sentence.
Oh, before. Let me tell you this, and this is probably my WordPress unskilled. Although in WordPress I was giving kind of, spaces between the sentences, it was not giving me spaces when I look at it. So I was like putting stuff. However, I can do the same thing by putting a dot and changing the color of the background to be a white. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but
And you have to go into the HTML. Sometimes that happens to me too. And you do a BR. So you put a open, like a less than sign, open bracket, and then you put BR, BR, and then a close bracket.
I've seen those BR.
Yeah, if you do that, it'll go. I'm going to send you this. I can't show on here, but because it's, it's not. But this, I think, looks better. Let me just show you. File, save as Maria. I'm going to just put this over here. Where am I going to put it? I'll just put it in my Maria. So I'm just going to send, I'll just email this to you or pop it. Let me know. I'll just pop it onto Facebook. Will Facebook take a Word file? Can I do that?
The Messenger? I think it does.
Okay. Let me go into Messenger. Maria, where are you?
I know I've sent PDFs.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Maria. You should be here. The only thing I have a lot of trouble with Facebook is that's friend request. I have a hard time on the desktop because I usually just do it on my phone. Oh, messages. Here we go. All right. I'm going to attach it there and you see what you think.
Okay.
All right. So if I go add photos, what's that?
I see it.
It's the little like a
clip.
And I'm gonna go like this, and I'm gonna go. It just says Maria Page, and it's a Word.
Yeah.
And just see if you like that better at the end. I think it'll be more impactful that way.
Okay. Wait to come.
And I would say the same thing on the great to know that should be bullet pointed to the left.
Okay, hold on. So yeah, you really don't like the center stuff, okay?
I like the center for emphasis, but not for bullets. It makes it harder to read, but also you lose some of the impact.
Okay.
Oops. I just made a mistake. I'm going to resave this and send it again. And I would make this a color, like whatever color. I don't know what colors you're using, but try to keep within a theme of colors on a screen.
Yes, 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 I do.
Yeah. Yeah, so file. I think it just looks more professional when you do it that way.
Okay.
And it's easier on the eyes. That's the big thing. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to reattach this and tell me what you think. Where did it go? Okay, where did it go? Where's my Facebook? I had it here a minute ago. Drives me crazy. I had just a Facebook open and I sent it to you. Oh, there it is, Facebook. I have too many tabs open on my computer. So I'll just send this again. It's the same name of the doc. It's just got some extra stuff at the bottom.
Okay.
Okay. I just sent it.
All right. You did?
Well, it's uploading.
Okay. So,
I think overall, I think the words are really good, and now you struggle a lot with the words. Weekly, monthly, family, monthly, okay.
So, do you think that's, you and I kind of chat about that. Do you think, so I didn't want to put too much. I want people to focus, but I tried to put like, take a peek, that sentence, what's next. So at least people will know, but I didn't put any pricing, I didn't put any links, I didn't put anything. So at least they know, oh, there is more afterwards. Do you agree with that?
Yep. On your bio, same thing. Don't make it centered. Just make it like
that. Got it.
Yep. And the last thing, no excuses. Transform stressful transition times into healthy, positive experiences. This is your time to pivot your fitness. Fitness doesn't need a brick and mortar address. Stay ahead of the game. I would just do the same thing with those, with the bullets, the little cute little things on the left side, like as a bullet point almost, because it's kind of good. We know you will love these classes in the middle. I would put that in the, I would leave that in the middle and make it a little bigger. We know you love these classes. And then the take a peek at what's left after your free class you can choose. Where's the button to join? Make sure the button to join is really clear.
So there is, maybe I thought about that. So, I think I need to
remember. In active link.
So, the button to join will be try it out, but I guess I can say, something else, I guess. Do you see that just after the first 3 week?
Yeah, you want it further up. So classes begin, you've given them some good stuff. My online classes are for all fitness levels. I would put a button below that. The one that says join as you are from your living room. You can make that a link. Make that a link to join.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And then another one, then you go further, take a 30-minute lunch break, blah, blah, blah. You're going to fix up those. And then where it says get started now, that should be an active link to join. And then you have the real button, try it out. And I would make that big.
Get started now, so also the same thing.
Yeah.
Link.
Hyperlink. You don't have to
make I know how to do that.
Try it out where it is. I would say, I would be more impactful here. Register for your free free week of fitness classes, something like that. And make the button, if you can, rather than go all the way across, make the button so it's just as wide as the words within it.
Yeah, that was really creepy because I really – oh, okay, I see. Not as wide. Yeah, not as the page, not fill up.
It's a tiny letter. You want the letter to be bigger.
I know. I couldn't – this was the largest – this is really strange because this didn't allow me to put the letters bigger. I just couldn't understand why. So I don't know, and then obviously you can do that with code. I don't know how to code.
So
yeah, I don't know without seeing you.
But once I change the words, it's going to be bigger anyway. Register for your free classes now. I mean, that's going to take more space anyway. So it's going to be wide. It's going to, and then you're saying shrink over here to as wide as the letters, the sentence.
Yeah. And then you got one more sign up button. You got it at the bottom. That's good.
So anything, do you think that I need anything between the online group classes and, you know, the monthly or the Y Maria? Because there's a lot of space with no.
I would say take a peek at what comes next. After your first free week, you can choose between. And I would hyperlink first free week.
Ah, got it.
And I would make that in a different, like a bolder color, make it bold.
Yeah.
Even make it first free week, capital.
Yeah.
Something
that's
going to make it stand out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense.
But overall, the words are very good. It's just, I think the formatting needs some work. And, you know, given you don't have WordPress training, I think that you did a good job.
Okay. All right. Well, so what do you think about, I don't know, you know, like the very bottom says 101. Do you think I should leave that in there?
Where does it say 101?
So all the way to the bottom before Get Moving Again, after Jane's testimony, after Maria.
No, you only want one call to action on the page.
Yeah, okay, I thought about it.
Sign up.
Yeah. I'll remove that. I thought about it. Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely remove that. And you might even put another, like you can do another button that says, instead of try it out, like change the wording on it, but maybe right above Why Maria and Why Now, a button that says, you know, register, get your free week here or get started now, something like that. Get started now is a nice command. Get started now.
Yeah. And just move it over.
Like, you know, the word try is a very weak word, right? You're trying to do it, right? Check it out. Get started now. Something that's really powerful, a powerful command.
Okay. Move that up a little. Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy. Good luck with it.
Thanks.
It's good what you're doing.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, who else has questions or comments? Let's go to the Q&A. All right, Angelica, I've spoken to a few autoimmune chronic condition clients who say they tried the elimination of top allergens but didn't feel any different during the elimination or reintroduction. How to get them to agree of allergens if they didn't feel like it worked for them in the past? One of them said, I feel so much happier when I eat what I like. And it's an important part of healing. That's a great question. And usually when people tried the elimination, the questions I ask are, did you eliminate them 100%? Great. They say yes. And you checked labels and you checked when you were in restaurants. And if they say yes, then I say, how long did you eliminate them for before you tried to add them back? And generally they'll say a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. To get the gluten antibodies out of your system, it's a 6-month process. I literally had an autoimmune person who was sort of almost gluten-free. She had given up wheat and she was only eating gluten occasionally, like every couple of weeks she'd have spelt bread. And she'd gotten way better, but she still had some nagging symptoms. And so I said to her, would you consider going 100% gluten-free? And she said yes. This was a long, long time ago. I'm talking 10 years ago, 8 years ago. And she did, and she was like, you know, she's right. 6 months almost to the day later, she suddenly realized that she was not exhausted. And she was under a lot of stress because her mother was in hospice and she went to visit and she had to stay up late and she was like waiting for it to hit. Oh my God, I got to get to bed because I keep staying up late. And she realized that wasn't an issue anymore. And she now has a full-time job and she's active in the church and she does all kinds of things. but it took a 6-month period. Dr. Tom O'Brien will say more than 6 months in a lot of people. So they have to commit to getting off of those foods indefinitely, right? 6 months minimally before they're going to see it. I'm happier when I eat what I like, and that's an important part of healing. Yes, being happy is an important part of healing, but when you're beating your body up with food antigens and allergens, and, you know, most people who do eat gluten and dairy when they're out and about, it's usually crap versions of it. It's not organic. It's not, you know, heirloom, chamooch. It's like, you know, bread at a restaurant. If it's dairy, it's not organic and pasture, the cows have been pasture raised, and it's not like fermented. It's usually the lousy versions of it. So it's really an issue of, do you want to get through this? There's plenty of evidence. There's plenty of papers that you can show them. But, you know, if they feel like they're happier when they eat what they want, are they happy with these symptoms and going downhill? And they have to choose, right? But with allergens and getting them out of the system, it's not a 4-day elimination or a 6-week elimination. You've got to get it out longer term. And I have literally seen people's antibodies, like a lupus antibodies, go down from in the 3,000s to under 100 within 3 months. 3 months, okay? This is important stuff. So, yeah, a lot of times working with people is issues of getting them to do, like getting them to believe what they think, what you want them to ask, that it's going to make a difference. And also, if there's other things that they're sensitive to and they're eating that are creating a leaky gut must get repaired in order for autoimmune diseases to reverse and get better. And if you're beating your body up with gluten, whether you're allergic to it or not, that is not going to help your leaky gut repair. So it's a matter of getting off of the allergens and then repairing the gut and restoring the sensitivity of the digestive tract to absorbing the good nutrients. And then it's what other stressors are going on, right? Yeah, feel happier. But is that the only way she feels happy, eating dairy and gluten? That's kind of a telling situation about the quality of her life. If that's the only way she feels happiness is to eat foods that are hurting her, there's more work that needs to be done. And this is where you get in there with some of your transpersonal energy stuff as well. I'm going to refresh and see what anybody else said. Okay, that's it. Let's see on the chat. Nobody else is on the chat. Okay. Anybody else have questions? I feel like we'll call it a day early. I don't mind because I have a ton to do, and I haven't eaten anything yet, and I'll be happy to go eat my lunch. So anybody else have questions or comments? Nope. All right. All right, guys. So appreciate you being here. Here to support you. These calls happen once a month for those of you who are on them. Those of you at NEPT, we have another call on Thursday. We have a Zoom call that's our open coaching and support, I believe. For those of you on NEPT, if you missed the call with Charlotte Jacobs last week, it was in place of our content call. We did a pivot call where she talked about a lot of options. For those of you who, there's a thing called, I think it was, I have to find the I don't remember what the URL is. I got to get a better system for remembering URLs. But she's having on Saturday, this coming Saturday, they're doing an all-day kind of workshop called Pivot. And it's basically about how can you take some of what you're doing with your clients and pivot for this kind of new reality, this new world order. So we've got a couple of resources this week. We have our webinar on Wednesday night, and I'll give you that link if I can find it. Yeah, there it is. And I'm excited about it because it's going to combine some technical skills with some business skills. Where did it go? And I'll give it to you in a moment. Here we go. Webinar. And I'll give you the link. I'll put it in the chat. Here we go. Copy. And I'll put it in the chat. Chat. Yeah, this is ours. Oh, I got some too. Yeah, you want to ask me one more thing? You want me to open up your line again, Maria? There we go. You can join us on Wednesday night. Now, I don't remember what the link was to Sharla's. It might be in my calendar from last week, but you're all welcome to attend that. A special Sharla Jacobs, Pivoting Your Business. Let's see. Nope, didn't see it in there. I'll have to dig through for that one. I'll send out an email. All right, so let me get Maria's line open. Maria. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So now the email, the autoresponders that I'm setting up for this is, you know, only focus on the 1 week, like you suggested before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after that, so the people, so let's say that there's a bunch of people who do not sign up for anything, do not do anything after the three, in the free week, or some people sign up and don't do shit, right? So how do you recommend I go about? Because the ones who come weekly, then I'll be in touch with them, right? Hopefully, they will come to a class, I'll be able to talk more about the other options, but how,
that's great. So I would have separate, if there are people who are signed up, but you don't see them, they don't come to any of the calls, you might want to send a different set of emails than the ones you do. The ones you do, like, congratulations, you know, it was really great having you, here's how we can continue to work together, and then you offer them the options. For the others I see signed up for my free week of calls, you know, maybe something else got in the way, you know, reply to this email and let me know, you know, if something happened that caused you, you know, and you want to extend it, you know, and come next week. Or, you know, if you're really serious about this, I mean, clearly they're not serious because they didn't come up
to
you, but it might have been just something got in the way. Maybe my email didn't reach you. Just give me some feedback as to why you signed up and then didn't come, right? Because they were clearly interested. You don't want to start selling them something because they didn't take the freebie, but you want to find out why they didn't take the freebie. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're sending emails to everybody that does sign up for the free, and they'll sign up at different times, right? So it has to be an autoresponder, right? And then it says, hey, I saw you signed up. I'm so excited. Here's the schedule. Here's the link. If you have any trouble. And then what you could probably do, I don't know how your back end works, but I could do this for myself. I could actually create myself a little form. So as people start showing up, I could just tag them to say they showed up, and they get pulled out of the sequence that's going to, you know, say, hey, what happened, right? And then in there. However, you can do it on the back end. So the people that come, you know, hey, you know, next class is this day, I would send them interactions all week, and just keep, like, reinforcing the importance of having a regular exercise program and how much fun everybody's having and doing it and the feedback you've gotten from the people who have done it. And that would be, you know, everybody gets that for about a week. Right?
Yeah.
And then if you have the ability to pull them out, if they've attended, then you pull them into a different sequence. If they don't, then you say, hey, I noticed that you didn't get a chance to attend any of my classes. What happened? Was it a problem with scheduling? Did something come up? If you're still interested, you know, and you can give them a link again, click here to sign up again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or let me know when it's time for you, and I'll send you a link right then.
Right. Would you do that how many times?
I would do it at least three.
Three times. Okay.
Yeah, and then with the other thing you can do, too, is you can send those emails to them and say maybe group is not, you know, maybe it's inconvenient for your group. I offer one-on-one, and I have a special coupon for one-on-one if you're interested for people who signed up for this group. You know, it didn't work out great. Here's a link to get, you know, get a consultation or
Do
you have a special for a first one or something for one-on-one?
I got a special for three sessions, 101.
Okay. Well, yeah, we have a special for three sessions. Sign up for that. And, you know, I'd love to help you create like a really super fabulous customized exercise program that you're going to do. The best exercise program is the one that you're going to do. And if I know your needs and I know your limitations, then I can help you set this up and, you know, really get something that you're going to love and that you're going to need. And I would really emphasize that you're going to love.
Yeah.
people, like for me, I don't go to group classes. I don't do it at the gym. I don't like them because I always feel like, well, maybe aerobics classes. I've done it for weight training, but I feel like I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. I don't want to be limited by what other people can't do or can do, or feel like I'm a dumb because I can't keep up with them, or feel like I'm like bored to tears because everything's too slow. So I don't like group classes. I personally like one-on-one, as you know. So, you know, like really helping to feel into that.
Yes, I am asking them for their phone number, so I can also reach out to them.
You can reach out by phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a mobile number, you might text them first and say, "Hey, Mary, I saw that you signed up for the classes, but you haven't been able to make it. I'm gonna call you in about 10 minutes. 5 minutes. I'm about to call you. I just want to give you a heads up. If it's not a good time, just let me know when is a good time, and I'll call you back."
Right. Right. The okay. So the other thing that I did is on that first email that goes out once they sign up for the freebie, I put a link. I did like an introductory beginner's class that was two levels, like a beginner, and then a beginner level two. So I'm putting on the email something, if you're a beginner, click here and get started. So then they can go in there and they can see this video. It's 30 minutes, but it has two sets. One is beginner level one, and I show the movements, basic stuff, because a lot of people are afraid, I think, of getting into this class because they're a beginner. They think that's going to be too much. Yeah. So I thought that if I created that, that they can get started and say something, I'll see you in class. You know, get onto this. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I think so. I think that more people get the more comfort level. Let me ask you this. Is this a class that you're going to be doing once? Like you're going to do it for 2 weeks? Or are you going to keep going with it? Or, you know, how much flexibility do people have? Are there dates associated, like a start date and an end date?
These three classes that I'm talking, the three ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they have 1 week to pick the three classes.
They have 1 week to take them, and then that's the process. Those classes, that schedule is what the paid classes will be. So you'll keep doing it, but only for the
So the newbies and the whoever's already. So obviously, when I launch on Monday, everybody's going to be a newbie, right? So the first ones are just going to be going out. We're going to keep advertising. So in week three, I might have a few other people who are new, hopefully keep growing. So that's okay. I mean, because I'm showing regressions and progressions of workouts, so can adjust, you know, during the workout. So, but I want the beginners to feel comfortable.
I think it's a great idea then.
Yeah. So if it is a month from now they join and some people are already doing a month, that's going to be okay. You know, that's my idea with it at least.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever you start something new, you know, you may have great ideas of how it's going to go beforehand, but then you have to adapt as you go through it. So.
Yes. Because people might want something different. Yes. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Good luck with that.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. So I think we're at the end. Let me check to see if anybody else put questions in. Angelica, one more. What do I do about a client you know for sure has candida? In our digestion module, we have a parasite cleanse with SCRAM, but do we have a new herbal protocol for candida? You know, that was just one herbal protocol that I put in the program because it's easy, it's gentle, but there's lots of protocols. If you go into CMDS, we talk about a lot of the different herbs, and you may want to put it together for them. The SCRAM covers candida and parasite. If you know for sure that they have a candida issue, you know, of course, there's all the cleanup of the digestive tract and getting them off of sugar and getting them on the low glycemic foods and their specific herbs, and it's all in that module in CMDS in the, I think it's the Paris, I don't even remember the names of them anymore, but there's a whole module about that, right? So it's not like it's a new protocol, it's an existing, but there's a lot of different options in terms of different protocols and programs and herbs that you can do individually. You can do tinctures, you can do powders, and lots of things like that. Big section in there. Okay. Let's see, anything else in the chat? I can't get on the web call, so I left my call. I wonder why. Oh, yes, this client is actually open to the elimination diet. So, yeah, elimination diet's really important as well. And it's like, why, you know, why do they have the candida overgrowth? You have to look at those underlying factors, right? Have they been on birth control pills? Are they still on birth control pills? Did they have, you know, a particular exposure? Or do they binge eat on jelly beans and, you know, Pop-Tarts? So it's that whole process. I usually go through the whole process of the upper GI and the enzymes and all that before we actually do a candida protocol. All right. Let's see. Anything else? All right. I think that's it. Great to see you. Hi, Michelle. I see Michelle on. I can't tell who else is on because everybody else would be on the webcast. So, but hi, Michelle. Good to see you. Hope everything's going well. I'm going to wrap it up. If you have any friends or colleagues that you would like to invite to our webinar tomorrow night, it would be fun and it's going to be full of great information. So take care, everybody. I'll open up the line so you can say goodbye to each other. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Welcome.